Titrations require very precise measurements and lots of care when performing the actual physical experiment. By precise measurements, I mean when measuring the mass, when measuring the volumes in the volumetric flasks, when using the pipette. By care, I mean you have to take care when you're washing these pieces of apparatus. When washing all glassware, they must be rinsed a number of times with water. We said twice with tap water, once with distilled. Some of the pieces of glassware then also required a further rinse with the solution to be used. This final rinse with the solution is only for glassware where you want to ensure that the concentration of the solution is not altered within the glassware. These pieces of glassware will be the burette and the pipette. In the conical flask, you can leave distilled water there because it will change the concentration, but that's not the important thing. All we need to know about the conical flask is how many moles are present. We determine this by putting in a known volume. Either the 20 mL pipette or the 25 mL pipette will deliver an exactly known volume. If we know the concentration of the solution we're delivering, we can use the equation number of moles is concentration times volume to tell us how many moles of that particular substance is in the conical flask. We can use this number of moles and the stoichiometric ratio of the reactants in the equation to determine how many moles of the chemical coming from the burette are required to reach the equivalence point. Once we know the number of moles of the chemical to come from the burette, we perform our titration a number of times and then get an average volume. Once we've got the number of moles and the volume, we can then use that to work out the concentration using the formula concentration is number of moles on volume. We must perform the titration a number of times to ensure accuracy. As you noticed, the first few times you did the titrations, they were pretty rough. We said we had to do three titrations which agreed within 0.2 of a mil. That leads to a reasonable degree of accuracy.